Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1219, and the writing is Shin number 372, getting back to our Hilchas Brachas. Okay, we're in the middle of the Halachas of Holchei Drachim, actually Shinoi Makom, and in Shinoi Makom, we're dealing with Holchei Drachim. Okay, so I just want to talk about one thing which we did mention a little bit on the quicker side, but I think it's important that we give it a little bit more time. But that is, recently we discussed the halachas of what to do if one is traveling. And for example, they're drinking a cup of coffee, they're eating a bag of potato chips, something which requires a bara nefashos. And like we've explained, the reason why we keep on saying shahakol huadama or ha'eitz is usually what requires a bara nefashos. But we're going to see in the future there are other items also. But it's dependent, we want to keep in mind, it's dependent on the bara nefashos, on the after bracha. That's where the connection, in other words, you don't have to make it in the place where you finish, so therefore there is no connection, therefore it's shinoi makom, whereby alamichya and birchas hamazon and everything else, you halachically have to come back to that place, which we'll talk about a little bit more. I want to get a little more into that. You have to come back to that place, so therefore the connection stays. Okay, but we'll see, we'll get to that when we cross that road. But be it as it may, a item bara nefashos like a coffee, bake of potato chips, right? Something along those lines, and I'm still eating it, right? And now I get home, I'm traveling, whatever, an hour or two on the road, now I get home, and I still have some more of the coffee to go. I still have some more, let's say, a bottle of water. I'm sipping a constant bottle of water. People are always asking, I have that bottle of water that I'm sipping for 5 hours straight, sip, right? And could I do, when do I stop? When do I need a new bracha? We're talking about the bracha rishayna, the shahakal. So now I'm on the trip, I'm halfway down the bottle of water, and I get home, or I get to the office. So, the halachas of Holchei Drachim are continuing, but now what about when you get to the house, when it's you get to the destination, you get to your office? So, we mentioned in the past that it is a machlokes amongst the poskim. There are those who say, no, what do you mean? It's now a new place, you need a new bracha. And others want to say no. Others want to say no. That since Holchei Drachim is, there was nothing ever established. That's what Holchei Drachim is, that you're traveling, that you have a mind, bedafka, not to have a specific location. That's what traveling is all about. So therefore, when you get home or you get to the office, when you get to that final destination, you could finish off that cup of coffee, you could finish off that bottle of water, you could finish off the bag of potato chips, right? I do want to stress, when you start eating something else, yeah, now I'm home, I'll decide to take chocolates, I'll decide, okay, that's a different story, then you need a new bracha. But we're talking about what you were eating in the car and what you had in mind specifically and to continue and finishing off with that. So now I just wanted to bring down that the Shaila was presented to Rav Hirschfeld Shlita. We spoke about this Shaila in the past, but when the Shaila was presented to Rav Hirschfeld Shlita, he did say that, he held with those that one would not have to make a new bracha when they enter the house and they enter the office. And or wherever the final destination is, Rav Hirschfeld Taka said, one would not need a new bracha. And this, again, because of the fact that it's due to the fact that it's a real, when dealing with Holchei Drachim, the status is one does not want to be in one location for any standard period of time. Therefore, there is no change. Now, we always want to keep in mind, you flip it the other way. So therefore, before we get to that, there's no change of location. When you reach the office, you reach your house, so you would not have to make a new bracha in order to finish off the cup of coffee, to finish off the water. Now, we always want to keep in mind, you flip it the other way when you're leaving, right? Once you're in your house and you're there for a while or whatever, now you want to go back out and leave. Now, you would need a new bracha because you established the place. Once you're going to leave, now you're going to need a new bracha, right? Good, I'm home, I'm sitting by my table now, I'm drinking my coffee and everything, fine, I'm finishing off that coffee, I'm sitting and drinking. But now let's say I want to leave again. So once you establish your place in a destination, you now have a kavias, so the place can bring down. Once you leave, now, 20 minutes later, I decide to go out and travel somewhere else. So now you'll need a new bracha because you have an established place. So we always want to keep that in mind. I just wanted to bring that out there. Rav Hirschfeld Shlita did paskin that it is no problem. To finish again, we did mention in the past, there are others who hold that it would be running into a question of making a new bracha. So it's always best if somebody could finish the coffee or bottle of water in the car or the bag of potato chips in the car. But definitely, Rav Hirschfeld is said like that. And therefore, if somebody goes back into the house, finishing off the coffee, finishing off the bottle of water or anything else that requires a bur in the fushos, and there it is a real holchei drachim, in other words, traveling. Now they reach a destination. In those cases, one would not need a new bracha when continuing on with those items which need a Bar Nefashas. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha and bracha. Kol tuv.